Hi, I'm John Scheinman, and it's Oaks Day, and we're out on the balcony at the press box overlooking just a magnificent scene. The infield at Churchill Downs filling up, the tents are filling up, sunny skies, a few clouds, but it is absolutely gorgeous here compared to what we've dealt with. I'm with our guest, Ed DeRosa. What is your title now at Thoroughbred Times, Ed?
Internet news editor.
Internet news editor at Thoroughbred Times. Jack of all trades, Claire Novak, also joins us, writing for Kentucky Confidential, ESPN.com. I can't imagine who else, but there's got to be myriad others that she's involved with at Churchill Downs. And let's start off and talking to Claire. Claire, you are the hardest working woman in show business. What have you been doing? Tell us about your Kentucky Derby week.
My Kentucky Derby week has been insane. For some reason this year people discovered that I know how to talk on the radio. So I've been doing a lot of those appearances, which I didn't do at all last year. It's been fascinating. I talked to some guys from Indiana yesterday. I did the Tom Leach show. I just talked to Jim Rome, and he asked me to explain some things in layman's terms. So I was explaining what a rough trip is to ordinary horse racing or ordinary fans who don't know what it is. I said it's like when you're driving on the interstate and that guy cuts in front of you, you have to slam on the brakes. And then he's just driving there like 30 miles an hour, so you swing out and go around him. Exactly what the illustration of a rough trip would be. So,
did that get Jim Rome across, or was he still absolutely...
He understood what I meant. It was great. So from layman's terms to the expertise end of things, I'm trying to hold it all together.
Now the radio gigs, though, they're not paying gigs. They're just sort of... They build your reputation a little bit and get your name out there in the public a little more. Do you sometimes feel like, gosh, I really don't know if I should do that radio gig because I've got so much writing to do?
No, I try to balance my writing and my radio gigs and try to keep it all lined up as far as my deadlines are concerned. But I really think that if you have an opportunity to promote racing and if you have a knowledge of it that you can convey to the public, then you kind of have a duty to racing to try and do that. So I'm honored by people asking me to be on the shows, and I try to give them a good picture of what's going on here this week.
What are you? You're like 25 years old, I think, and you've been on the Kentucky Derby scene for 40 years. I don't know. We need Albert Einstein to figure out how you do that. No, you've been coming out here for what, 6 years? Something like, right? 6 years?
No, this is only my my first Derby was 07. So this is my fourth Derby.
Do the math, John.
But I'm trying to do the math.
But I've been covering racing for 6 years.
Right. Okay, so I was close. So you've been covering racing for 6 years. Derby scene for 4 years. You're becoming one of the veterans out here at 25.
I know. I feel so old.
Old before your time. Has it been in any way an advantage to you to be so youthful? Do people maybe say, oh, you know, let's help Claire out, and they wind up giving you really good stories?
I don't know. I don't think people give me any better of a story than they give anybody else. I mean, ultimately, it doesn't matter if they're giving the story to me or Thoroughbred Times. It's still ESPN. So I've just had some great opportunities to work for some really high-class operations and some high-class people.
Like ours.
Great opportunities like you, like my friends at the Blood Horse, like ESPN. So I don't think anybody gives me an unfair edge because I'm young. Maybe they like my enthusiasm.
Well, you certainly have that. We've loved working with you. We're going to move over to Ed in a second, but give us a pick for the Oaks in the Derby real quick.
Yeah, I love Daisy Devine. I love the way she's been training. I got to do some work at Fairgrounds this past season, and she just blossomed since January there. She looks phenomenal. She had the best work over this track of, I think, any horse here, Derby or Oaks. So I love her.
20-1, folks. Go to the window.
I really like her. And Bob Baffert's filly, Plum Pretty, will be a lower price, but she looks good, too. And then for the Derby, my top three are Arch, 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 Dialed In, Midnight Interlude, and of course you and I have talked about Shackleford looks great. So those are kind of the four that I'm keeping an eye on. But apparently, like, the buzz horse now is the Animal Kingdom. So I don't know. Throw that one out there.
Positive jockey change.
And with that, let's move over to Ed DeRosa, who I think joins me as the hardest hitting player in the press box. Maybe you probably surpassed me. We both like to back up our opinions, Ed, as well as do our jobs at the same time. Pretty good togglers. Tell me what you've seen this week out on the backstretch.
It's more what I've heard or haven't heard. A lot of rumors swirling around Uncle Mo, which finally we learned the fate of that storyline with his scratch this morning. But, you know, every Derby week there's always rumors and hot horses and backside chatter, but this week with Uncle Mo clearly being the focus of those all week, just very concentrated, it was a whole nother level.
You are rumor oriented because I think you tweeted or Facebooked all these rumors about Uncle Mo, you compiled them, and what was that on that you did that?
Well, you know, over the last couple years, I think Thoroughbred Times as a trade publication has gotten some good competition from some new hitters in the business, including Kentucky Confidential. We've seen it from Pollock Report, too. Just people taking some latitude and giving more perspective about what's really going on rather than writing stories around quotes. And if there's one race a year where people actually want to know what's going on beyond the racetrack, it's the Derby. You guys have taken that focus, and I actually thought it was such a good idea, I wanted to incorporate it into some of my coverage too. And to me, you couldn't tell the story of this Derby without letting people know about all the rumors and how people were talking about Uncle Mo.
But what was the best Uncle Mo rumor?
Definitely that Rapoli was entering for tickets, which isn't necessarily a new rumor. You pretty much hear that every year. There's 50-1 horses on the stakes races on the undercards. People want tickets for the Derby. But just that, you know, a guy who's a billionaire would enter a horse to get tickets when clearly he could buy, you know, the infield suites if he wanted to. It just didn't jive. But nevertheless, it was fun being back there and hearing all the chatter.
Well, we had, Jessica and I had breakfast with the owner of Sway Away over at Wagner's Pharmacy. He had just bought $7,900 worth of Derby tickets. Maybe we can give Rapoli his phone number and he can take a few of those off his hands, because I don't think all the relatives are going to be coming in from out of town. So,
well, they could cheer on the other horse.
Yeah.
Stablemate.
Yeah.
Stay thirsty.
No, I meant twice the appeal. Bondi can, or the owners can sell them to Bondi for the other horse.
I think, yeah, and I think maybe they, and isn't Borrell riding that horse?
Yes.
So I guess Borrell can sell a few of those tickets too. We can get Girl Scouts to sell them door to door along with some chocolate chip mint. Okay, let's get your picks for the Derby and the Oaks. Let's start with the Oaks because it's coming up. We've had a lot of people coming looking for handicapping information from us. You're as good as they get. Give us some picks.
All right, the Oaks, I like Zazu and another horse Claire mentioned, Plum Pretty. Fairly against Joyful Victory. I would have probably used her a little more if Argeet Lightning were still in the race, but now she sort of moves into the vulnerable favorite role. I just like Zazu and Plum Pretty too much to even mess around with the favorite. So those are definitely my top two picks there. In the Derby, I'm sticking with Archar Charge despite the rail. He hasn't missed a beat. Todd Pletcher said you need a perfect lead up into the Derby to win the race, which he finally did last year. To me, Archar Charge fits that bill. If the worst thing that's gone wrong for him this week is the rail post-draw, I'm not going to let it bother me.
Well, considering that I'm going around the bend, I'd like to see a 50-year-old jockey in his first Derby take down the roses. That wouldn't make me unhappy. There's life for all of us in the future yet. I want to thank Ed DeRosa for coming out to join us. Claire Novak, rising, climbing ace rider. She's with us on Kentucky Derby Confidential. Keep listening. Enjoy the Oaks. Turn on your TVs if you're not here. Have a great day, everybody.